We continue on learning. We continue the list of those who are chaya of Malkos. And the first part of this list are those who are chaya of Kares, if they're not warned for Malkos. But as we said in the previous Mishnah, if one is warned for Malkos, even though there's a chaya of Kares, the Malkos will give them the kapara. So first on this list, someone who's chaya of Kares is Atame Sha'achala Sakodesh. Person who is tame, and he ate carbon meat. Torah says, someone who ate from Zevach HaShlamim, and such a person would be Chayiv Kares, but if he's born from Malkos, he's going to be Chayiv Malkos. The general rule we have to keep in mind is that when it comes to Misos, based in a Misos Kares, the Torah has to give us really two psukim, or two phrases. Number one is the Lo Taaseh, is the negative commandment, you should not do this. And then the punishment, if you do this, you're going to be Chayiv the following. So we always have to form what we call an Azhara, a Pasuk that says don't do, and the Pasuk that speaks about the punishment. So we have that when it comes to a tamei who eats kodesh, we have an azhara b'chol kodesh lo siga, and we have a pasuk if person eats from zevach hashlamim v'nichrasa hanevesh ha'imeh. Now we have both an azhara and a punishment of kares. But of course, as we said, since there's an azhara, there's a lo taaseh. If a person is going to receive malkos, it gives him kapara for the kares. V'haba el hamikdash tamei. Person who walks into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tameh, the Torah speaks about this in Parshas Naso, someone who has Tzaras, a Zav, someone who's Tameh Mace, you're not permitted to walk in, and if you do so, you Chayiv Kares. V'ha'ochel Chelev V'dam, a person who eats Chelev, which is the forbidden fat from the back of the animal, or Dam, the Torah speaks about them together. Torah also mentions Kares in that context. P'kiyikol ochel Chelev V'nichrisa ha'nefesh ocheles me'ameha. What about Dam? Kol nefesh. So we have the punishment of Kares as well, but there's also, of course, an Azhara, a Lotase, for which you're going to be a Chayiv Malkos if you're warned for Malkos, and that will patter you from the Kares. Vinosar on the list is leftover meat from a carbon beyond its time. Let's say a carbon shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and a night in between, but now it's 3 days, it's 4 days, and the meat is still sitting around. That meat is Nosar. If you eat that, you're Chayiv Kares, and there's a Lotase say involved as well, and therefore you'd be chayiv malkos for that if you're warned for malkos. Ooh, pigul. Pigul is where, let's say you have an animal that was shechted by the Kohen, or the Kohen, let's say, sprinkled the blood with in mind that he's going to eat from that animal beyond its time. So he's, let's say he's a carbon shlomim, he sprinkles the blood and he's thinking in his mind, maybe he expresses it, according to some, that he's going to eat from the meat 3 days later, 4 days later. What happens to that meat is rendered pigul, and anyone who eats that meat is going to be chayiv kares. So no certain pigul on this list as well. What else? Vitame, person who eats basar carbon, carbon meat that became tame. He's not tame, but the carbon meat has become tame. And there the Torah says, v'habasar asher yigah b'chol tame lo ye'achel. And anyone who eats such a thing, v'nichrisa ha'nefesh ha'hi me'amel. So that's also on the list. Person who eats basar carbon that became tame is chayiv kares and could get potentially malkos as well. Hashochet v'hamale b'chol. Person who shechts the carbon, or he offers the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah says there, such a person, v'nichras ha'ish ha'hu me'amav. And of course, there's an azhara lo tase, he's shomer, be very careful, locha pentase, shomer loch pentale, olosecha b'chol makom. You can't just bring a carbon whenever you want. So that's at least one of the potential azharos that we have. So a person who shechs the carbon or offers the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv kares and potentially get malkos. V'ho'ochel chametz pa'pesach. We know eating chametz on Pesach is a lav, is a lo tase, for which you chayiv kares. That's also on the list. V'ho'ochel v'ho'osem alav. Person who eats on Yom Kippur, person who does malach on Yom Kippur. Doing malach on Shabbos, you chayiv kares if you're not warned, but if you're warned, you chayiv skila. Eating on Yom Kippur, there is no skila. You chayiv kares, but if you're warned for malkos, you'll get malkos. That's true for malacha, and that's true when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur as well. So, v'hamefatem es hashemen. person who mifatem, this is person who mixes and makes the shemen hamishchah. Person takes the ingredients that are used to make the shemen hamishchah, makes it himself. The Torah says in Parshas Kisisa, uvemas kunto lo saasu kamohu ish asher kach kamohu. If you mix that together, v'nichras me'amov, you're going to be chayiv kares. V'hamifatem es aktores is also on the list. This is not mifatem es hashemen, but mifatem es aktores. This is where you mix the 11 ingredients of the Torah to make the Torah. Also, the Torah says, "V'hak Torah b'mas kunta lo sasu lochem." And if you do so, ish asher yaseh kamoa v'nichras me'amav. V'hasach b'shemen hamishcha. A person who took the shemen hamishcha that Moshe made in the midbar, he have a pass down, and he uses that and smears it on his body. Pasuk says, "V'asher yitenu mimenu al zar v'nichras me'amav." So this whole list are all the chayvei krisos. And as we said, if you warn a person from Malchus, they're going to get Malchus. Now we're going to list those lo ta'aseis for which there's only Malchus. V'hochel nevelos. Torah says lo sochul kol nevela. Nevela, an animal that was not shechted. It died. It wasn't shechted properly. Utrefus, an animal that had some type of disorder, disease, for which it was going to die in a year. Cannot let it utrefa either. Uvasar basadet trefa lo sochelu. Also a lav. Shkatzim uramasim. We usually say these are creepy crawlers, rodents and crawling animals. So the Tosus Yantif tells you a little bit what these things are. He claims the following, that Ishkatzim includes not only rodents, not only, let's say, like the toad and the mouse, but even a dog tamei. He says, let's say the Sheretz Hamayim. You have animals that are, kelev Hamayim, he says, or Tzfardim, frogs are included in Sheretz as well. There's an Ov Tameh that's also called Tishaktsu, is that on that list. There's Sheretz Ha'Ov, you have certain bugs that fly, that may be on the list. Zvuv, Yitush, Devora, etc. That's also included in Al Tishaktsu B'chol HaSheretz. Whatever, you have another Sheretz Ha'Oretz. You have a weasel, you have a tzav, which is a toad, Nechashim, and Akrabim, the snakes, and scorpions. Centipede is on this list he has over here. So these are included in the shkatzim that we have. Eremasim are other crawling type of animals. What are those? So he says, Minim hanevroim ba'ashapos uvegufe hanevelos. Those little species that are born, really, from the trash and from what was thought of spontaneous generation, maybe, and in the dead animals, kakulun rima v'toleya, maggots, worms, etc. Things that were created from excrement that has become spoiled, literally. V'chalal halav hazeh, and Yerba is included in Ramasim, minim hanivroim b'peiros v'macholos, are things that are created that you have in fruits. So these are also, if they separated themselves out, so that there's going to be an Isser, that's b'chal hasheret. So that's Shkatzim and Ramasim, also on the list of halav when you chayiv malchus. Achal tevel. Tevel is where you have produce, but trumas and masas have not yet been separated. That, you're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, but there's a lo taseh as well, for which it could be potentially chayiv malchus. V'lo yichalalu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu. And umaser rishon shelo mitar trumas. So you have maser rishon, which is normally given to the Levi, but if trumas maser was not separated from that maser rishon given to the Levi has to take 10% of that 10% and give it to a Kohen. If he did not, so it has the status of a tevel. And for such a thing, you can be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, but there's a low taseh for which you can be chayiv malchus. Umaser sheni v'hekdesh shalo niftu. You have maser sheni produce, which we're typically supposed to bring to Yerushalayim, or hekdesh, which you have something that's kadosh, produce, and that was not redeemed. So if you eat maser sheni outside Yerushalayim, that's not redeemed. So what's exactly is the case? So the Gemara says we're speaking about maser sheni that became tameh. And it's maser sheni tameh, and you could be in Yerushalayim. It's usher to eat it until you redeem it. You have to redeem it onto coins. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that if a person who eats this maser sheni tameh in Yerushalayim before you redeemed it, you're going to get malchus based on an ashara in the pasuk. And if you eat hekdesh that also was not redeemed, you're going to get malchus. Then the Mishnah says, "Kama yochal min ha-tevel v'chayav." How much of tevel? Tevel again is where you have produce and trumas and masses were not separated from it. How much do you have to eat to be chayav malchus? Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu, any little bit, yichayav malchus. V'chachamim omrim kazayis. You need to eat a kazayis. If you eat a kazayis, less than a kazayis, maybe it's usher, maybe usher min ha-torah, maybe usher drabanan, but you're not chayav malchus. Omer elhen Rabbi Shimon, ein atem odim li ba'ochel nemolosh kol shehu shehu chayav. Says Rabbi Shimon to support his position. You know why I say you chayav for eating less than a kazayis, let's say of an avelo or tevel, whatever it is? Because if you eat an ant is less than a kazayis, and you agree with me that you're going to be chayav malchus, because an ant is included in hasheretz, hasharetz ala aretz, so why should be chayav for a small piece of nevela meat or tevel also? Amrulo, they said, no, m'mineshi kibiriyasa. No, the reason why you chayav for eating an ant, because that's a full entity, it's what we call a beria. So it's a full, so even if it's not a kazayis, it's a full entity. Same, but to eat tevel, part of some produce, no, you have to eat a kazayis. Amar lehen, Rabbi Shimon says, no, afchita achas kibiryasa, even one grain, that's maybe less than a kazayis, but that's considered a berry, an entity in and of itself, and therefore you can be chayiv makos for eating one chita, one little grain of tevel. Chachamim says it's not true. A berry is something that has a neshama, not really a neshama, means that it's a creature, it's alive, as opposed to a piece of produce, which is not alive. Paragimel Mishnah Gimel, Ha'ochel Bikurim Ad Shelo Kara Alehen. So here we have also on the list of Malkos. Now, what does it mean, Bikurim Ad Shelo Kara Alehen? So we know there's a mitzvah to bring in Bikurim and the first fruits, and there's also a Kriya. We have to read the Arami Oved Avi. This is mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo when we come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring our basket of first fruits to the Kohen. That is the mitzvah of Bikurim. And we learn that we learn in Bikurim, in the second parak, that Bikurim, once they enter Yerushalayim, they have the status of Truma. And a Zara, not Kohen, it weeks them, the Mezid violates the law, and it's Chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Because Truma, you know, Yechayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, and Bikurim are called Truma. The Pasuk speaks about Bikurim being called Truma. So the Mishnah is teaching us like this. If a person brings his Bikurim to Yerushalayim, if he hasn't yet read the Parsha or Arami Oved Avi, they're Asra Bach, not only to him, to the Tzar, but even to the Kohanim. And that's what it means here. Ha'ochel bikurim ad shalo kara alehen. A Kohen who ate the bikurim from that basket before the person who brought them read the parsha, Aramei Oved Avi, he's Chayav Malkus. That's derived from the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis. Lo sucha lechol bisharecha, masar digoncha, utrumas yadecha. Trumas yadecha, in this context, that trum is actually a reference to bikurim. Then the Mishnah says, what else is on this list? Kodshei Kodshim. Person who eats Kodshei Kodshim, let's say Chatas or Ashamit, Chutz L'Klaim, outside the Klaim. Klaim means the Chatar Mishkan, where the curtains, but in the Beis HaMikdash, it means outside of the Yazar of the Beis HaMikdash. Or Kodshim Kalim, Umaser Sheni Chutz L'Choma. Or you eat the Kodshim Kalim, which are the lighter types of Karbanos. Not as strict, the Basar Shlomim, let's say, Karban Toda, and you ate, or Karban Pesach, outside the wall of Yerushalayim. That doesn't have to be eaten within the Beis HaMikdash, but it has to be within the old city of Yerushalayim. And if you eat it outside, or Master Sheni as well, produce that you brought to Yerushalayim has to be eaten within the walls. If you eat that outside, you're going to get Malkus. It says, Lo sucha lechol bisharecha, etc. That's a lotase. Eating any maser and karbanos that belong in you, you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. So you have to have, so it's kodshei kodshim, have to be eaten within the walls of the Azara. If you eat them outside, you're going to be chayiv Malkus. And kodshim kalim and Master Sheni has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Eat them outside the wall of Yerushalayim, you're going to be chayav malchus. Hashover es ha'etzem ba pesach ha'tahor. Here you have a carbon pesach, it's a tahor carbon pesach, and you broke a bone. We know that's a lav. It says ve'etzem lo tishbruvo. You're not allowed to break the bones. So harezel lo karbon, you're going to get malchus. Aval ha'mosir ba tahor. But let's say you left over meat from a kosher tahor carbon pesach. It says lo sosiru mimenu ad boker v'hanosar mimenu ad boker v'ish tisrofu. So there is a lav to leave it over. But the Mishnah is coming to teach you that if you did so, even regarding a carbon pesach that's tahor, you're not going to get malchus. And we'll explain why in a moment. What else will you not get malchus for? V'hashor shover batame. If you break a bone of a tame carbon pesach, and that's where, why would you have a tame carbon pesach? That's where, let's say, you have a carbon pesach where most of the people were tame, or everyone, or most of the people, or the kohanim were tame, were allowed to bring a carbon pesach when most of the people are tame. But nonetheless, if you break the bone, ein loloka es abram inako, ein loloka abram, not going to get malchus. Why not for each of these? Let's begin with the leaving over of a tahor carbon pesach. Why not? So a person who leaves that over, although you violate a lav, nonetheless it's a lav hanitak laase, it's a lav that can be rectified with a positive commandment. The same way if I steal something, I'm not chayiv malchus for stealing because I can return it. So too, if I leave over from the carbon meat beyond its time and it's now nosar, I don't get malchus because I can burn it. And that's what the Torah says. Same thing is true when it comes to chametz. Leaving that over, person can burn the chametz. So, and in fact, we can connect nosar and chametz. And another reason as well is because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. There's no action that you're involved with when you leave over for carbon meat. And a lav she'ein bo maisa also ain lokin a lav. Why is it if you break the bone of a tamei carbon pesach, do you not get malchus? Because it says ve'etzem lo sishberu vo. What's vo? Vo means when the pesach is tohor, the real carbon pesach, then you can't break the bone. But if it's not, but it's a pesach tomei, then you are not chayv malchus for breaking the bone.